Ex-Ambassadors, Renegades, we are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha on this Monday morning. It is 8:32, and we've got Amy Inman from the city of E-Town in. Thanks for coming in this
morning.
Thanks
for having me this morning.
Appreciate it. So the city has really stepped up and is taking up collections to help with the devastation that has happened in so many parts of Kentucky.
Right. So, that happened Friday night and Saturday morning. We sprung into action. Mayor Gregory reached out to the mayor in Mayfield personally. And obviously, there's lots of needs, but one thing that we could do here immediately is bottled water. So that's what we've kind of started that. So the past 48 hours, I guess, we've had a massive push to collect cases of bottled waters. We have a trailer set up with great thanks to HD Transportation. The Hardin family's really jumped on board here, and they're going to make as many trips that we can fill up those trailers. They're going to make as many trips down to the affected areas, which is outstanding. So the trailer has been there about 3 o'clock on Saturday. And as of last night, we were almost all the way full, so which is great, but we have another trailer there ready to fill that up as well. So we've really been pushing for bottled water. As you know, their water treatment plant was deeply affected by the storm. So this is going to Western Kentucky, and it's also going to go to parts of Taylor County. So we've been collecting bottled water. We've had Mayor Duvall and I spoke earlier this weekend, and as of 8 a.m. this morning, Radcliffe City Hall will be a point that they'll be collecting it also, and they're going to be bringing it down to the trailer located at Pritchard. So is Vine Grove City Hall. Mayor Ogden has also jumped on board. So those are two locations outside of the center of Elizabethtown that you can bring those cases of bottled water. We also have, I've been speaking with Dana at the Hardin County Extension office, and they're doing a lot of great things. And if you check their Facebook page out, you can start dropping items off. And we're going to, as of this morning, open up to more than bottled water. We can go over that list here in just a second. But you just pull around the back of that office, and they're going to help you unload them, and then they're going to sort these items, because I mean, their hospitals need water, they're trying to cook food, they need all sorts of things that I honestly didn't even think about, but there is no water there. So we've got to get that down there immediately. So I anticipate that our first trailer will pull out today about noon, and we will continue our efforts to collect more bottled water as the day goes on. We've also had E-Town Schools and Hardin County Schools have sent that out to their masses, which is amazing. All of the E-Town Schools is a drop-off location, so is their central office. Ms. Bush sent that out last night. John Wright shared our post. It's been shared over 500 times, so it's really gotten out there, which is outstanding. So Hardin County Schools is definitely getting the word out for us. We've been in contact with our local industries through our industrial foundation. Andy Games has sent out an email. He sent it out over the weekend and just got off the phone with him right before I came in. And AGC, Gates, UPS, Fishbach, and Service First have already responded before 8:30 this morning. So pallets and pallets are coming, which is outstanding. That's what we need. And then we have a lot of churches. I had a lady last night at White Mills Christian Church who said, on Wednesday night, we're all coming down. We're going to fill that truck up. So that's what we need. We need tons of bottled water. So if you're going to the grocery store, if you'll pick up a couple extra cases, you drop it down there. If you can't put it in the back of the truck, just lay it right there on the ground. We have crews down there right now that are doing it. My college son's in town. He's going to go down there. If we have any other college students looking to do something today, if they will reach out to me at the city, we will put you to work, because our additional items, we are now going to start sorting those in addition to our water. So this will be on our Facebook page, if you guys will share it also as well. I mean, things like baby formula, diapers, wipes, tarps, flashlights, medical supplies, hygiene products, paper products, cleaning supplies, garbage bags, work gloves. At this time, we are not asking for clothes. We've had a lot of people reach out and say, I'm ready to give some clothes. We don't need that right now. That's not a need that they have. So we don't need to give. It's just going to cause a backup on that end. So we don't need clothes. The extension office is accepting some clothes. You'll need to check their page, but they are asking that it's brand new with tags on them, because let's remember, there's no water. There's hardly electricity. So when they get something and they can't wash it, it needs to be brand new. So if we can just stick with the items that are requested, that would be awesome. E-Town, Hardin County has done an outstanding job responding to this request for bottled water, and we can just keep it up. We're going to take as many trips down there as we possibly can. They really didn't want anything coming into the community until Wednesday, but our connections down there have said that the water is so essential, they'll take it now. So we hope to pull that truck out sometime today and just start filling up another truck. So just bring as much water as you can. That would be outstanding.
All right, so just follow the social media pages, and you guys will just do this, for indefinitely.
Well, we're going to see how so Mayor Gregory's been in touch with their mayor, because we don't want to inundate them and then things go to waste. So right now, this week, this is what we're doing, and then we can check back if they want to check our social media pages. I'm trying my best to keep up with all the questions and responses, and they can message me or write a comment, and I will respond to what our needs are. We've had people from out of state send water to the Pritchard Community Center, and they're just putting it back there by the trailer. It's the best if you can just come by, and if you just want to pull up, people will take it right out of the back of your car and put it in the back of that truck. So if you'll follow the social media pages that are going around the city of Elizabethtown, and of course if Quixie shares it and Lewis shares it, that'll be outstanding. And we're just, this week that's our focus, those items that we're working on for guys.
Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
There's a lot of behind the scenes work that's going on to make sure that people are taken care of. So
yeah, well, thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. And Hardin County is definitely answering the quest.
Amy Inman with the City of E-Town, and we are Quixie 98.3.